Hello?
Oh, hi, Altef.
Hello?
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment. I know last we spoke you said you were going to get a new card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can update it for you. Mm-hmm.
Can I have someone named, I think is Dion or Sean to speak to someone there?
Sean?
Or Ian? Anyone by the name there?
I think we might have something close to that in customer service, but not in this department. What were you wanting to speak with him about?
Because he is the one that told me about to join you guys. So I want to clear up something with him.
Okay, so it looks like the last... Oh, there's an Ivan and there's a Krisden that spoke to you.
Hmm.
But not an Ian. But I want to let you know, Altef, that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature... You agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So right now, your account is past due $199.
I wasn't in the con-
You wasn't what?
When the charge came and I did check my mail or something, I wasn't in the country. And why... I was going to call you guys, but you know why? Because from since August or September, I think, I keep paying all the time, right? And no one doesn't get back to me. But soon as my card was thing, soon as my card was blacked out or they just froze my card because of the account they're coming on, because I have to give them the permission to do that, right? But you guys just, you know, when the fee is there, you guys take it out. And by now, I didn't get any response to anybody. So now, because I owe that 2 payments, someone get back to me, you know? And I didn't get no work from you guys until now. So everybody just giving me their words. Yes, everything gonna be fine. That is why I leave somewhere else and I came to you guys about that. And there is not even one person or even a customer or even someone, you know, to get some business with. Call me.
So you're correct that you're not under a contract. You're on a month-to-month subscription. But in the terms and conditions, it states that in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior to your billing. And that's the good thing. You're only past due for $199 right now, but on December 30th, you'll be past due for $398. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. Now, I do want to let you know that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 145 times, and you've had 367 image views to the pictures that we have on your Google business page. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, I do it work for a mouth-to-mouth with my old customers. There is not since I joined you guys.
Like, you're doing referrals.
Yeah, for September.
Word of mouth.
There's nothing from you guys. So you guys just took my money and that's it. When the fee is up, that's it.
So if you have 367 views to your Google business page and people are clicking on your site and looking at the Google business page and they're not hiring you, what I would recommend is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on your Google listing, because if there are companies up there next to you, that have a ton of new reviews and you don't have a fresh one posted since October, that could be affecting your conversion. Plus, there's only one review on your Google listing. So there's a couple of things I can do to help you out. Number one is...
I'm going to quit right now because all those things that you're saying, someone told me about it, and I asked, and I did, like, for my old customers, everybody put in a review up, but when I go to the site and I check it, there is no review, and I talk to someone from the company, and everybody said they're going to work on it, you know? So I'm kind of frustrated, so I'm going to quit.
Okay, so if you want to quit, you have to pay the past due balance, and I can cancel the account, and you'll get an email within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. That way it won't affect your credit and occur further charges starting on December 30th.
Yeah, but I didn't go to the bank or thing with my card and so on. But as I'm saying, I don't want, because it is not right, because every month you guys taking out my money, and now I didn't get anything in return. What is that?
So, Altav, it's because of your agreement. It's kind of like if I agreed to sign up for a gym membership and they charge me every month, and then all of a sudden I decide, hey, I've been paying all of this money for the gym, I'm not going to pay them anymore, and I stop my credit card, it's still going to affect my credit because I still have an agreement with them. I have to cancel my subscription with them. And that's the problem, is that you just canceled your credit card and thought that this goes away. But what happens is it starts affecting your credit. And that's where I wanted to help you a little bit with your past due balance, because there's obviously nothing I can do about the past due balance. I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But one thing I can do to help you out a little bit is put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. So that would at least save you $70 off the past due balance. And if you want to pay that and cancel right away, you can do it. But if you want to give the program another month, I can push your next billing out 30 days from today's date. That way you won't get billed again on December 30th. You know, you will be paid in full all the way until January 19th. And that gives you plenty of time to, you know, start tracking the results. One thing I'm going to tell you is I'm looking at your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, we've sent you 36 emails showing you the correspondence on your account, and it's saying that those emails are being bounced back to us. So what is your correct email? Is it altaf.trotz@gmail.com?
No, I had an issue with that, so I have to change that too. So what are you saying? Like, you give me time.
I'm saying I can help you with I could give you. Go ahead.
You're going to help me with the payment?
Yes, so I'm not supposed to reduce a past due amount from $199 to $129, but if you think that would work, I'll get that overridden for you, and that will at least save you $70 off your past due balance.
And you can give me time for that?
Well, there's not much time because the next payment's coming up on the 30th, but you have to give us 3 business days notice, so you'd have to pay by the 27th in order to prevent the charge on the 30th.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying maybe we could update it now and I can push the next billing out to January 19th. That way you'll have another month. You won't have to worry about that December 30th payment.
And that included 120, what you tell me about?
Yeah, I'm going to adjust your future billings to 129 also and grandfather you into that rate, so it'll never go up.
Okay.
But again, I want to get a better email for you too, so that you can see all the correspondence on your account when the technician, you know, says, hey, we created a new post on Google. Hey, you have new reviews. Hey, we put you on 48 directories. Hey, your website has been completed. I want you to see all of those emails so that you can see the work that's being done behind the scenes. Because if I were you, I would feel the same way that, oh, I probably didn't get anything because I'm not getting those emails. But once you see the work that's been done on this end, I'm pretty confident that you're going to want to keep it.
Yeah, I understand. I appreciate what you're doing. But my point is, why no one is, why someone knows things going on, right? Like this call. I have to wait like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, no one get back to me. Why there's no one calling me? That is my point, like how you did.
So our system, when you call in, if you don't want to wait for, you know, a customer support rep, you can now put in that you want a call back, and you can even pick the day and the time. So let's say you called in right now and you were on hold. You could press option one and you could say, hey, I want a call back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and someone will call you back tomorrow at 10 a.m. So we have a really good callback system now, but what you could also do is you could use me as a point of contact. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777, okay, and I always answer my phone calls live. So you could always, you know, call me, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So... okay, because you sound really genuine, right? But I'm going to think about it, but I'm going to, how long I have to pay this, how long you give me to pay the 120?
The latest could be on the 27th, which is next week Tuesday, but I would recommend get it done sooner to prevent the December 30th charge.
Okay, I will try and do that because I'm really not working right now. I'm not a big company. I'm just doing by my... I'm working by myself.
I see. Okay.
Right,
so have you seen the website that we built for you?
No, because I was angry, and I know what happened to my email. I had to create a new one, and then because of all this frustration, I did give up on you guys, be honest. Because everyone just call and give me their words, you know, and there is nothing, and you know, my money just keep, I'm not doing well. I'm trying to see how much work I can get done or whatever, but no one get back to me, and I'm gonna think about, if I'm gonna go forward with you guys when you give me the time to pay, or, I'm gonna quit. But I'm gonna think
okay.
Over, I'm gonna get back to you.
No problem. I'll touch base with you on Thursday or Friday if I don't hear from you, and we'll see if, you know, you're able to take care of it then. And then remember, I'm going to still push that next billing out 30 days, so you won't have to worry about getting, you know, billed too quickly. And then you said you created a new email. What is your new email address, just so I can update it?
It's altop.aol.com.
Okay, just like you had before, but instead of Gmail, it's AOL?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that you have an AOL. I have an AOL account from back in the day when it was dial-up and I had to pay for it, and I work in a building full of technicians, and they treat me like I'm a dinosaur, but I don't care. I love it. It's my main account.
Okay.
So I want to just make sure that I have it, T as in Tom, A, F as in Frank, dot, T as in Tom, ROLZ at AOL.com?
TROTZ.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said L, but I have a T. My contacts are a little fuzzy. I'm sorry. It's TROTZ, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So I just updated that, so at least we have a better email for you now, and then I'll call you on Thursday or Friday. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.